Today is International Holocaust Remembrance Day. Now, every year there are fewer Holocaust survivors still with us, but the trauma they experienced continues to reverberate through generations. Today we bring you the story of a descendant of Holocaust victims, a young woman who chose to return to Germany to reclaim what was stolen from her family, an identity, and a homeland. Mallory Nopain is the co-host of the podcast Memory Wars, and she takes it from here.
I first met Haley when I was speaking to a graduate class in Munich. And while Haley agreed to talk to me, the rest of her family didn't. And because members of her family live and work in places where they don't always feel safe declaring their Jewish identity, we're not going to use her last name. Haley's grandmother was a Holocaust survivor.
My Omi had a really thick German accent. She was very smart. She was very vain. She was a really complicated person, but she was always very warm.
Haley was born in the United States, but because of her parents' work, she grew up in France and the UK and all over. One thing that was consistent was her Oma. She'd bring them little German ladybug chocolates, sing them German nursery rhymes, give them traditional German clothing. And as Haley got older, she gravitated towards that German heritage.
I couldn't shake it. Like, I can't shake it. Sometimes I'm like, why am I obsessed with this? It feels really self-indulgent. And this sort of like very emotional need to process all of this.
So Haley decided to move to Germany. She enrolled in a master's program in history and on the side continued to do research on her own family history. One foggy, damp fall weekend, we got in the car and headed west from Munich.
Okay, are you okay in the backseat?
Totally.
Yeah.
We were headed to Ulm, the town where her grandmother spent the first years of her life, and where her family traces its ancestry.
So what are we standing in front of?
We're standing in front of the house that my Oma was born in and lived in with her family until she was 12.
It's a building, Haley says, she wouldn't otherwise look twice at, except she grew up with the stories of what happened here. Stories of a normal, happy childhood.
Like, I listened to them reverently. Honestly, it was sort of like the way you listen to fairy tales as a kid almost, except it's like it belongs to you in a way. Like, all of her stories felt like really carried emotional weight. I mean, I had dreamed about it all the time. You know, I had recurring dreams about the things that she told me about, and I mean, some of them were nightmares. A lot of them were nightmares.
Haley would dream of hiding, running away, being hunted down. Distorted images of her Oma stories combined with the Holocaust story she heard at her synagogue as a child. And although she's reluctant to claim that trauma, grief, and fear as her own, it's undeniable that it was a huge part of her upbringing. But being physically in Germany, standing in front of places like this house and walking around Ulm, it allows Haley to tap into another part of her family's story, to fill in the gaps of what came before the fear and the terror.
I mean, it's sort of like it's like physical evidence, right? It's like almost like a proof of rootedness or something, or proof that this was a life that existed.
The final stop in our visit to Ulm is the Jewish section of the town cemetery. Haley's mother has tasked her with seeing if there's space on the family stone for her Oma's name.
This doesn't say Yudin, but it says Israelische.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So I guess we go rechts. Yeah.
We find the grave Haley came here for, her great-grandparents. The two people buried in front of us here were Haley's Oma's parents. They survived and resettled in America. And yet, here they are, buried in the Jewish cemetery in the German town that chased them away.
Why do you think they chose to be buried here?
Because it was home? Yeah, because, I mean, I can't describe how it feels to look around and see, like, so many names that I know here. And it's strange to me that it makes me emotional. But this is like a community in a way, you know, like, they're not like lost here. Like, I think the reason my mom wants to put her mom's name on the grave is like, so she's not alone and she's not lost. Like, I still feel like in a strange way surrounded by family being here. And I think my grandmother would really like to have her name here. Like, I think if she could choose, you know, this was still home to her.
Why would someone return to a place of such trauma? For Haley, it's to feel connected to something beyond the trauma, to stand in the graveyard of her ancestors, spend weekends hiking in the mountains her grandmother once did. One day, Haley and I visited a museum in Munich on Nazi history. She overheard a tour guide tell visitors that Munich's Jews were driven out and never came back. Haley was shaken and a little angry. She wanted to march back in and introduce herself. She wanted to say, "I am here. I'm back."
That was an excerpt from the podcast Memory Wars, co-hosted by Mallory Nopaine.